You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This is The Drive Zone on Zone Radio 88.5, the voice of the valley. I'm the unicorn with you until 6 o'clock, and in the studio with me is a man who I think is a little bit mental, but anyway, he is here in the studio. We say good afternoon to Ethan Simpson. Hello, Ethan.
How are you?
I'm okay, and you? Well, I'm okay. I don't know how you're going to be. So why are we chatting to this young man? Well, how old are you now? 14, 15?
14 this year, yeah.
14 this year. He's 14 years old and he's going to do the Cape Town Cycle Tour. Big deal. Big deal. Lots of thousands of people do the Cape Town Cycle Tour. The difference is that this guy is not going to use two wheels. He's going to use one. He's going to be on a unicycle. Are you kidding me?
No, sir.
You, no, sir. Now he calls me sir. Just shows you how mental he really is. Okay, so you decide that. So you decide it'd be a good idea to do this cycle tour, but instead of two wheel, can you ride a two wheel bicycle?
Yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, last year I did it.
Last year on a two wheel bicycle.
Yes.
And you thought, this is easy. I mean, two wheels. This is a piece of cake. Let's do this on one wheel.
Correct.
A unicycle. Why?
Well, I started doing the Cape Cycle Tour as a memorial race for my parents' friend.
Mm.
And first off, my dad and I did it on a tandem 2 years ago. And then last year, I did it by myself on a single bike. During that time, I was already riding a unicycle. So I decided it'd be pretty cool to do it on a unicycle.
Oh, that was like, okay, I'm halfway through this thing. You know what? This is way too easy. I need a challenge here.
Yeah.
Is it that much of a challenge?
Yes, it is. It's in the last 5 years, no one has done it. I do know a couple other unicyclists who have done it in the past.
Mm.
And it involves a lot more training than I've actually ever had to do before.
But you would be the youngest, right?
Yes, I would.
By a long way.
No, there was actually this one other insane guy who did it at 15.
Insane?
Yeah, he did it at 15.
He did it at 15.
I'm cutting by 1 year.
All right, so explain to me what goes through the mind of a young man. Now, I know some of the backstory. I know that this started for you during COVID, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're at home. You can't really go anywhere. You're stuck with COVID. What goes through your mind that decides, I want to ride a bicycle like a, well, not even a bicycle. It's a unicycle with one wheel. What makes you decide something like that?
Well, I was at a pizza store, actually.
You were where?
I was at a pizza store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
and my dad and I were obviously ordering pizza, and we saw the other dad and kid show up on an electric unicycle. And I'm like, that's pretty interesting. So that night I had a look at some electric unicycles. And I saw the price of them, but I scrolled down a bit more and saw this unicycle, manpower. I'm like, that would be an awesome thing to be able to do. So we went and had a look at it. I struggled very much on the first attempt, and we got it, and then over a long time, I finally got it.
So you bought this thing and then learned to ride it?
Yes.
Okay. And that was a very different one to what you're using for this tour.
It's a lot smaller, the wheel.
Okay.
Because
this thing has got a humongous wheel. It's standing outside our studio. It's got a massive, massive wheel. So I'm guessing the reasoning is to, well, can you tell me the reasoning between the two sizes?
So the smaller ones, it's quite easy to control them for just tricks and all that. But to go over a distance, each rev, so each 360 degrees, your feet travel. You move a lot less on a smaller wheel. But on a bigger wheel, each rev you do, you get a lot more out of it.
Okay, so the bigger the wheel, the
more distance covered.
More distance covered.
Yeah.
All right, so I've seen people training on the side of the road, and you know the roads are full of cyclists at the moment. Is the training very different for someone on a unicycle?
You could say, because we're on a unicycle, but it is quite similar, the process. You get on your unicycle, you go over a certain distance. Next week's ride, you do a bit more distance. Next week's ride, you do a bit more distance.
All right. And but the thing about it is a very direct drive. So there's no, you can't like, on a normal bicycle, you can stop pedaling for a while on the downhill and you can, you know, can freewheel a little bit. You can't do that.
No, I cannot freewheel.
So you're pedaling the entire route. You have to continue to pedal, otherwise.
Yes, including the downhill.
Including. Now, how does that work? I mean, do you have to, is there a brake on this thing?
There is a brake on the thing, but also as I'm not freewheeling, if I just stop pedaling, I can slow myself down.
Yeah.
Braking does help a lot if you're on quite a steep downhill and your legs are tired and you just want to pedal normally. You just brake to slow down.
All right. Now, this thing is different to the smaller unicycles in that it's got like a little handlebar on it and all that.
That's all custom. Yeah. So it actually came with a handlebar. Then you don't have to attach it, but it's much nicer to have a handlebar just for control for long distance.
Does it help with the balance or is that all done with the legs?
It's actually, when learning to unicycle, it's better to have your arms free because then you can control your body weight by swinging your arms around. So it's harder to balance, but over a distance, yeah, much better to have handlebars than not.
It's a hell of a thing to do. It really is. And you, the thing about this is you're not even doing this for yourself. I mean, you're doing it, you know, to complete it and essentially set a record. But you've got a bigger purpose involved here. Tell us about that.
So I'm doing this ride for CHOC, Childhood Cancer Foundation, which is an awesome organization who helps kids with cancer live a longer life. So they have many houses around the South Africa, and all the houses are quite close to hospitals so that they can get the kids there much faster. And the organization CHOC, the cows.
The cows.
Yeah. We're like a team of cows who do sporting events to raise money for CHOC.
Okay, so that organization do incredible work. We know that Zone Radio has done some projects with them in the past, and they are remarkable. The thing about childhood cancer is most of it's curable. But they need money to survive. So how do people actually go about supporting you?
So there's a website called Give and Gain, and through that you can donate to us.
To you or just to...
To CHOC.
To CHOC.
Yeah.
Well, but you've got an individual effort going there, haven't you?
As in
yourself. I mean, you've set your own targets and that type of thing.
Yeah, I set my own targets, but then I realized I want to help while doing this.
All right, I think that's remarkable what you're doing, and the fact that you are putting other people ahead of yourself in this way is quite remarkable, because the cows, I mean, there are a lot of people that ride in this cow squad on the day. You often see them going past, and they get big cheers as a rule. The cheer you're going to get is going to be like mind-blowing all the way around. Are you prepared for that?
Yes, it is a thing that I've heard is going to happen.
Yes.
Lots of people are going to go, well done, and...
So, and they're going to be cheering you along because for starters, on that big wheel, which I would imagine is a trick to get onto, on that big wheel, you're going to stand out way above the other cyclists.
Yeah, I'm much taller than cyclists, so I will be noticed.
Yes, you will be noticed, no question about that. Yeah. We're looking forward to you coming past our studio because we'll be out there making a whole lot of noise and cheering you on. You are going to be noticed. Are you prepared for that? Is it going to... Will it take away your concentration in any way?
No, it's actually awesome to see people out there supporting. So no concentration would be lost. And it's just an awesome thing to have people going, woo.
A lot of people are going to be going, woo, all the way around because this is not something. Are there any other unicycles taking part this year? Do you know?
Yes, there is. A man named Jason is coming down from George to ride.
And is he riding with you or are you riding in separate groups?
We're probably going to be riding by ourselves.
Okay.
But we will, like...
Okay, now, here's the thing. So, to get into... This cycle race is broken up into different groups. You know, you've got the elites go off and then the A's and all the letters come after that. In order to get into any one of those groups, you've got to have certain qualification times. Have you had to do other... cycle races in order to qualify for the cycle tour?
No, not really. Cycle tour is a pretty open race. So anyone who wants to do it can do it. And they'll put me near the start with all the buggies.
Okay, so they're going to put you in sort of classified kind of group.
Yes.
All right, so that's all been arranged.
Yeah.
Did you have to negotiate that or did that just happen automatically?
So the unicycle group has existed for years.
Okay. So you're just slotting into what was set before.
Yes.
All right. Are you nervous at all?
Slightly, but I will finish it.
I'm sure you'll finish it. Yeah. I'm quite convinced you'll finish it. A guy with your kind of determination and the motivation that you're using to get you through this. I mean, you started cycling essentially to pay tribute to somebody anyway.
Yeah.
And you're continuing to do that, which is a nice reason for you to get up in the morning and go and get on this unicycle and go and train, because those are the lonely hours.
Mm, yeah, it's a thing with unicycling.
Yeah. It's not like you can get all your mates together and say, come on, let's go, because it's a very different thing.
Yeah, touring unicycling is not the most social sport.
No, it's not at all. I saw a video clip of you and you said that the upright position that you sit in actually makes it a little easier on the uphills.
So as I'm kind of standing on the bike, I can just put all my weight into a pedal. Mm. And since I also have no chain, I don't lose any of the force that I put down.
So going uphill is not too bad?
No, not really.
It's actually for you better than going downhill?
Yeah, well, for me, I do enjoy downhill. Mm. Some other unicyclists do prefer uphill.
Mm.
Like the man I've been training with, David, he much prefers uphill than downhill.
Okay. Yeah. Where's David from?
David is from, I think, South Africa.
Is he?
But he's part of the unicycle squad.
Okay.
And he's done the Cape Sagu Tour about 36 times and ridden on a unicycle about 6 times. So
you've learned a lot from him?
Yeah, I've learned many things from him.
Take a bow, David, for taking the young man under your wing like that. I think it's really very, very special. Like that outfit.
Thank you.
Did they give that to you?
Yeah, it's Chocks cycling gear.
Very, very nice indeed. Where do you go to school?
I go to a school called Valley Tutor Center.
Here in the area?
Yeah, in Fishhook.
Okay, and when you go to school on a bicycle, is that one?
Yeah, when I ride to school, I do unicycle to school.
And what do your mates think? Do they think you're nuts?
Yeah, lots of them do.
I personally think you're nuts. I think you're taking on a lot here, but I do believe you're going to finish. What have you got to say to people out there that look at something like this? When you looked at this thing the first time, it was just you were at the pizza place, you saw this, it's a nice concept, and you wanted to go find out a little bit about it.
Yeah.
How did you get from that point to wanting to get this very specialized unicycle and do a cycle tour? I mean, I know I was joking with you about you, this is too easy, let's try out something more difficult. But there must have been a thought process that went on there. And who contributed to that?
So I started unicycling on my own and trained for a little while. Eventually, I could sort of ride it, but I couldn't hop onto it. Then from one of my mom's friends, she got us in contact with this lady named Donna, who runs Oddwheel Unicycles. And she started coaching me for unicycling. So she taught me how to mount.
On the smaller bike?
Yes.
Yes.
So she taught me how to mount and how to do like certain tricks and all that.
Mm.
And then she let me join like a club called I'm One Tire, which is like a group of us who go out and mount a unicycle. And
mountain unicycle? No, this is getting crazy now. Mountain unicycle.
And also unicycle hockey.
You play unicycle hockey?
Yeah, it's very fun.
It's very fun. I'm just trying to picture this. I mean, it's longer hockey sticks, I'm sure.
Ice hockey sticks.
Hockey sticks, okay. And you play this where?
So we started in Cog Bay, but then we moved to the, what's it called? Cycle place in Claremont.
Okay.
Or something.
And you play, so how often do you play unicycle hockey?
We haven't in a good while, but we used to play every month.
Mm-hmm. And are they like a league or what? Or is it just a whole lot of you?
For us, it's just a whole lot of crazy people having fun.
And you're one of the youngest, I'm sure.
Yes, there is another kid named Miro who's very young.
Is he?
Yeah.
Now, let's... I'm Okay, so let's get away from this big wheel. Let's talk about the small one, because the small one is probably... You're not playing hockey on this big bicycle, this big unicycle, are you?
No, big unicycles go forward.
Okay, all right. So this one that you're using is the smaller one?
For hockey, yes.
And the one that you do tricks and all that kind of things on?
Predominantly, you'd want a 20-inch for tricks, so the small one.
The small one.
Yes.
And you go for coaching for this kind of thing?
Not much anymore.
Okay.
We're not really into the trick side of unicycling.
Into the endurance stuff.
Yeah, the group is more mountain unicycling, but then...
On the smaller bike? Or a special one?
It's like a in-between.
So you've got how many of these things?
I've got three.
Three. So one for... one for sort of knocking about the house and impressing your friends and anybody else who's going to be impressed by it. And I'm sure that there many are. And then playing hockey. And then you got one for mountain?
For mountain unicycling, yeah.
Okay. So how does that work now?
It's pretty much the same as mountain biking, except much harder.
Again, mountain biking, a lot of it is about the downhills.
Also with us, to go... so sometimes you'll go hiking with the unicycles up a mountain, then you'll ride down the mountain.
Somebody is saying, I hope he wears full body armor. I don't think he needs to. He's got normal cycling gear on, sitting here in front of me. You don't need full body armor.
During the mountain rides, we don't actually wear any cycling gear.
You don't?
Yeah, we wear normal shorts and t-shirts.
You're getting more mental as we go along, you know what I mean? I think what you're doing is a really remarkable thing. I think that you are a remarkable young man. And the fact that you're doing this for somebody else really sits well with me. That people's lives are going to be touched by your effort. And I think that must give you an that's going to give you even a better feeling than finishing the race, I'm sure.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. And have you met with any of the Chok people? Have they?
Yes, a couple of times we have gone to the houses and chat with the people helping the kids and also with some of the kids.
So you're an inspiration to them and they an inspiration to you?
Yes.
Basically, that's how it works.
Yeah.
All right, folks. So what was that site again for donations?
Give and Gain.
Give and Gain.
Yes.
Given or Give and?
Give and Gain.
Give and Gain. Okay, we'll put that into the podcast so that people can contribute.
We can send you a link as well.
You can send me a link.
Yes.
Okay, cool. You send me a link and I'll put that into the podcast and we'll make sure that we see if we can drum up a little bit more because the time is close. The time is close and we're looking forward to what time are you leaving on Sunday morning from town?
About 10 to 8 around then.
And what time do you expect to be coming through Sun Valley?
It'll probably take me about 3 hours to get to Sun Valley, maybe a bit less.
Okay. Two and, to 3 hours. And your time, that you, have you got a target time for the race itself?
Target time is just under 7 hours.
So when you get here, you still got 4 hours to go?
Yeah, it's a long ride.
And Sekebosi doesn't frighten you?
Sekebosi, it half does, but I will try ride up it, but if I need to, I will walk. But I will attempt to ride it.
Yeah, I know you don't want to be walking next to unicycle. I know you'll make it up Sekebosi.
I'm going to ride it.
I'm sure you'll make it up
Sekebosi. We have trained it before.
Yes. The problem with Sekebosi, it's not such a steep hill, really, on its own. It's where it comes in the race.
Yeah, you're tired by then.
By the time you get there,
But then once you're at the top, you know you're done. Downhill from then.
Well, downhill from a normal cycle, that's like a breeze. But for you, that's, you know, you're still pedaling.
Yeah.
You're still pedaling. There's no rest for you on this thing at all.
Correct.
And that takes a lot of stamina and it takes a lot of guts. I really do salute you. I think that what you're doing is very, very, very cool indeed. And I get the impression that you really don't take yourself too seriously. This to you is like you're just having fun, aren't you?
You can say that, but I do know it's going to be a struggle.
Mm.
But it is going to be good fun. With everyone supporting me, it's going to be...
Oh, the support's going to be incredible. We're going to be shouting at the top of our voice. There'll be vuvuzelas going on here. We're looking forward to that. You say it'll take you, what, about 3 hours from there?
Yeah, 2 to 3 hours.
Okay, so we'll from about, what, 8:10, you said, eh?
Yes.
Okay, so from 8, we'll add on 3 hours, and then we'll start queuing up here to make sure that we give you the G-up that you're going to need, because you still got a long way to go when you get here.
Yeah.
Ethan Simpson, you're a remarkable young man. You really are. And your parents must be very, very proud of you, and rightfully so. I also think that our community can be very, very proud of you because you are from here. You're one of us. You're one of our lads. And to do what you're doing is quite remarkable. And so many people, young people, children are going to benefit from your efforts. And I thank you for that. And this whole valley thanks you for that. And I thank you for taking the time to come and chat to us this afternoon.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
You're very, very welcome, and we wish you well. Just give it horns, as they say. Give it horns. His name is Ethan Simpson, folks. I'll put the link into the podcast. And go and throw a couple of bucks towards it, because it's all going towards a good cause, and it's been done by a young man who has a really, really gracious outlook on life. I look forward to seeing you come past here on Sunday, Ethan.
Thank you.